Well, I'm going to take you on a little journey. So if you'll declare with me, say, Lord.
Lord.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
This word.
This word.
Is for me.
Is for me.
Amen.
Amen.
So the word is in Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 13. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Say, what's that all about? Everything exposed to the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Back it up to verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruit deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you," and I would add, in you. Why? You know, the restrictions that have been placed in multiples of levels on what's going on in the world right now. You know, the ultimate plan of darkness is to put all of what goes on in the darkness as something to be proud of. And I remember getting quite upset at one point about a lot of things that go on in the world. And the Lord said they're going to parade up and down. Do you know, I've been living in this area since 1956, and I've never canceled the opportunity to get drunk in March. That's now happening. The opportunity to go to Boston and get drunk has been canceled.
Thank you, Lord.
The opportunity to go to New York and get drunk.
Thank you.
And get high and whatever else they do as they parade in the streets in the middle of March, declaring the name of a saint that set Ireland free. And now they worship the saint instead of worshiping the Lord. And they worship with booze. They worship with every excuse that they can find. Did you ever think about that?
They'll still do it in private, though.
They'll still do it in private, but it won't be displayed on the street.
Right.
It won't be displayed on the street and put over the airwaves.
Right.
Is this a small beginning of the reverse of the curse? You know, when you realize that the light exposes the darkness. Verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and finds out what pleases the Lord. Verse 11, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. 13, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you and in you. When I was speaking with someone this week, I made a comment. And that is, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my sight. What the president has declared, what our nation is being tested in, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my sight. And you say, well, you know, I don't know if I like all the restrictions. I don't think it's about you and me. I think it is about God exposing the darkness. You say, well, you know, that's kind of having double or, you know, single or tunnel vision, if you wish. But you know something? If you listen to the commentators of those who parade in this season, it's freezing cold many years. Snow, ice, rain, you name it. And they still march. And they make their display. And when you see them up close, even on television, you can see that they are lit up on the inside. And it is not Christ's light. It is the light from a bottle. Because they radiate. Their faces are as red as those cups. So you know what kind of spirit they've been feeding on. Do you ever see the sign that is written over the booze places? Spirits sold here. You go to the package store. Look at the sign outside. Spirits sold here. Which spirit is parading?
Not the Holy Spirit.
Not the Holy Spirit, correct. And you know, I'm not picking on the Irish. I'm trying to show you something. Using everything for God's glory. You say, well, I don't know if I like what I'm seeing, that, you know, this virus is destroying many, many people. How come the children aren't vulnerable? Because there's a design. It's not designed to get rid of the young. We talked about Pharaoh. We talked about the Israelites. Who was allowed to die before they reached the promised land?
The elder.
Why?
They didn't believe.
They didn't believe. They had what? Slave mentality. Only the next generation entered in. And out of the old generation, two. Joshua and Caleb. Is God giving me and you a message? I was on my phone yesterday, and they showed that Iran, for, I guess it's from satellite pictures, they had opened up pieces of the ground the size of two football fields to bury their dead. Visible on the internet. Saying that there's so many that are dying that there's no time to bury or burn. It's mass graves that have been opened up. For 40 years the Israelites were walking. 40 years the ground opened up and swallowed Korah's rebellion because they couldn't stand Moses. They couldn't stand his authority. They had a problem with him. They openly defied him. And he stood against them and he said, if I am the one that is the chosen vessel, let the ground open up. Has anything changed? Some of Iran's leaders, I believe, are being dealt some incredible judgment. It's very possible, and I stress the word, it's very possible that the same thing has happened in China. I'm not picking on China. I'm not picking on the Chinese. I am saying our God does not change. He will not be mocked forever. He won't be mocked forever. Whatever means he chooses to adjust what he's planning to do in the earth, it will get done. It will be done in earth as it is. How come we can quote that one? It's going to start by being done in me as it is in heaven. I'm the piece of earth that he wants to transform. I'm the piece of earth that he wants to be filled with light. And with that light, it will expose the darkness that's left in me. That's the house cleaning we described this morning. That he's doing in all of us. And I include me. You know, some people only dictate what you should be doing. But you know what? I'm not dictating to you anything I haven't tasted or experienced. You say, well, I never experienced what you did, but you're not me. You are your own person. You are unique. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says you are a new creation in the image and likeness of your Father. Amen. With special abilities. I can't stress that enough. Every single one of us has special gifts for the body of Christ. And when that corporate body is put together, such as we experienced a little bit when we had our hands on that healed bread, that healed wound. You know, my heart cries out for what Jesus went through. But you know something? What he went through is not in vain. There is a group of men and women in the earth, a remnant that recognizes what he paid on that cross, what he actually gave up. And it's starting to make a difference in how we act and react and respond. And the more that their light from heaven comes in, the more the download of light and life comes in, the more and more the sleeping darkness is challenged. When I say sleeping darkness, when darkness is asleep, you can't tell that it's there. Somebody has to turn the light on. Sometimes things happen that you don't like, and your first reaction is your mouth goes off. And then you realize what came out of your mouth. When you do, you have an opportunity at that point to humble yourself like my brother gave you. And when I humble myself, what happens? The Lord is instantly, immediately overwhelmed with compassion, and he forgives and he sets me free. And then I need to forgive myself. And then say, okay, the root system here has got to go. The old lies that I can't be what God has called me to be has to go. And everything that he has called us to be, we will become because we've chosen to follow.
Amen.
For I was once darkness, but now I am a container of light from the Lord. I live as a child of light, and the fruit of the light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And I find out what pleases my Lord. I'm doing my best not to have anything to do with the fruits and deeds of darkness, but rather expose them and make them visible to myself first before I accuse another. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead in your head, and the anointing will shine within you. I'm careful then how I live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit of God. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just gave you my version of that main theme. I changed some of the words, and I would dare you to do the same. Don't let the Word of God be for somebody else when you read it. If the enemy is saying, but that word is for them, no, that word starts being for me. And when I own it, when I own it, it's not too difficult to digest. Because His grace says, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible to the one who started this good work in me.
Amen.
Just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus,
this
word
is shaking me,
and His light
will not be wasted
in me. That fire He started is consistently getting brighter, stronger, and bigger, until all the chaff is burned. I'm trusting Your grace and Your favor to get me to the finish line on time. Amen. In Jesus' name. That's it. He has done great things for me. He has done great things for me.